Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, these are tough times for traditional media, especially in the old-fashioned newspaper. A paper in Vermont, though, says it's doing okay, mainly due to the re-emergence of popularity of the personal ad. But for some Irish publications, that never went away. We're joined by Ciara Meehan of the Farmers Journal. Afternoon, Ciara.
How are you? Good afternoon.
Afternoon. 60 years they've been going on the go?
Yeah, so the Getting in Touch is nearly 60 years. I was going back on the archives there with our 75th edition, our 75th anniversary last year, and I went back as far as 1966 on the Getting in Touch personal ads. So yeah, it's been on the go for a long time.
And whose idea was it to put them in there?
It's actually a lovely story. About in 2019, Larry Sheedy, he's a former journalist in the Farmers Journal. He sadly passed away, but he was a fantastic man. He got on to me because at the time, Graham Norton had just released his book, A Keeper. And in the story, the two main characters, Edward and Patricia, actually meet via the Getting in Touch column in the Farmers Journal. Mm. So he said to me, will I write a piece for you, Ciara? And I said, yeah, absolutely, Larry. So he basically wrote it and he said that it was conceived in the kitchen of my father's farmhouse. And he said it was a very masculine farmhouse and men would gather there at least weekly for the kind of chat that was so common before television and many other distractions. But there was one farmer in particular. He was in his early 50s. He had a decent farm with a new bungalow and a Hillman Imp car. And he basically said, I'll tell you this now, lads, I'm not going through another winter without somebody between me and that wall there. And that was the light bulb
God
moment.
Save us tonight. Side of bed reserved for you already.
Exactly. Yeah, Sean, that was the light bulb moment when the Getting in Touch column started. And I suppose it has continued that for that long because I suppose it is meeting a need that is out there. You know, I know we laugh about it, but it's a genuine connection. People are looking for friendships. People are looking for relationships. And I suppose the fact that they can, I suppose, you know, meet people through this means is really why it's stood the test of time.
Yeah, and is it no? And is there a kind of a procedure, if you like,
yes,
in that you there's usually a set wording people would use?
Yes, well, you pay for your ad. Your ad is €25. That runs for 4 weeks, and then any reply, if I put in an ad of €25 and you decide that you want to reply, then you pay €15 and it goes through us. Then the reply will be sent through us. But I mean, we've had some people that have had up to 100 replies.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
And
yeah.
And the replies, are they snail mail or
they can be emailed and they can be snail mail. We did go through phones at one stage, but the romantic art of writing has really proven the test of time. And yeah absolutely.
And in the adverts themselves, what kind of the people who are looking for people, what kind of details do they give about themselves?
So this is the interesting thing, Sean, because as I said, I did a kind of big research. Well, yeah, we did a nice article on this back last Christmas for the 75th. So I went back on some of the old ads. And what's actually fascinating is the ads that were there in 1996 and 1990 are as relevant to then as they are to the ads that are in this week's paper. So, you know, like this one, 1966, a Mayo Colleen is a 24-year-old nurse of farming background who at present residing in County Mayo. She would like to hear from nice lads between the ages of 25 and 30 years. She is considered good looking and has a pleasing personality. Her hobbies are music, reading, horse racing and beagling.
Okay.
Okay. This week, I'm just going to pick a random one. Leinster Farmer plays the Baron and have started playing badminton in a group and enjoy the games. I'm looking for a girl aged between 30 and 35 years. I'm 37 years old and enjoy cycling and walking and going for walks in the countryside. I'm kind and caring and enjoy nature walks. He sounds lovely, doesn't he?
He does sound lovely.
Yeah, but can I tell you my favourite that I found from 1990? Yeah. Megabucks is a dashing 31-year-old, fully auto, 150-acre dairy farmer with a genuine low mileage. One previous vivacious, charming lady owner has ensured this model is in mint condition. Must be seen to be believed.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you just get absolute brilliant ones.
Yeah.
That, you know.
And is it from all parts of the country?
Across the country, every part of the country. And we have men looking for ladies and we have ladies looking for men. And sometimes we have men looking for men and ladies looking for ladies.
Oh, right. Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's very 21st century as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and look at, you know, I suppose if you look at the age profile, look, a lot of the people that are writing in are older people that may not be on the internet apps or whatever, but we definitely are finding that there's more young people going through the getting in touch now. And I think, you know, feedback from, because I was talking to some of the girls before coming on that take the calls, and they're basically saying that younger people are getting sick of the apps. And this is an authentic, genuine way of meeting people.
Yeah. In that, I suppose you'd have to have access to a farmer's journal, and it would be seen that way of doing it would be seen to be have more integrity to it,
well,
or be more trustworthy rather than swiping.
Yeah, and look, you know, people are paying to reply to an ad, and it's a nominal fee, but actually it's getting rid of a load of the messers as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to pay the €15 unless you're genuinely interested. Well, most people aren't, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah. And the older people who would put in adverts.
Yeah.
Is it, because there is that cliche, forgive me for indulging the cliche, that they'll put in how many acres they have and whether they've frontage and that kind of stuff.
I mean, look at this.
Does that happen?
Well, sometimes they put in the acres. I mean, you've got to put your best foot forward, Sean, you know.
Yes.
I mean, if you've got good assets and a bit of road frontage, you know.
You know. Look at that.
But I mean, this one from this week, West Cork Wild Atlantic Way gent, 69-year-old semi-retired businessman who partakes in triathlons.
So still in good nick,
He's a widower for some time and would like to meet a bubbly, fit and kind lady with a view to friendship, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fairly, you know, that's grand. That's reasonable.
Absolutely, yeah.
God, because I suppose they'd be looking for people in their area, or there'd be a lot of travelling involved.
I mean,
it
depends, Some people want to meet some people from the area. Some people are more concerned about meeting somebody that is of their age profile. But I guess what's interesting is some people are just looking for friendship.
I mean, we've had
relationships out of this. We've had marriages. 2 years ago, we got a card from a bride and groom thanking them. I mean, I'm sure there's been some divorces, but we won't go there as well.
They gave it a go.
Do you know what was really interesting is during the pandemic, when everything was shut and people couldn't meet people, we actually got a good big spike then. And you find that we actually go on a waiting list sometimes in the winter. But if it's silage season, people are too busy to be going on dates.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that's when things are a bit quieter. So it's definitely a bit of seasonality on it. I mean, going back to your man looking for somebody between him and, you know, he wasn't going to do another winter without somebody between him and the wall.
Yeah, but you see, but it also does speak, because, you know, this has survived for decades. It does speak to, like, there is an issue with rural isolation, particularly men by themselves working the farm and, you know, don't know how to do it.
Like, rural isolation, social isolation is a very real problem in rural areas, and it's a connection to people, whether that is friendship or something more.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I hope they all succeed. Fair juice them.
Kira,
thanks a million,
so much,
as ever. That's Kira Meehan there of The Farmer's Journal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good days, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.